So the Lord said to me today, go to the superior and tell her that I want all the ceases and wards to say the chaplet which I have taught you. They had to say it for 9 days in a chapel in order to appease my father and to entreat God's mercy for Poland. I answered the Lord that I would tell her, but that I must first speak about this with Father Andres. And I resolved that as soon as Father comes, I will speak to him at once about this matter. When Father arrived, the circumstances were such that they prevented me from seeing him. But I should not have paid any attention to the circumstances and should have gone and settled the matter. I thought to myself, well, I will do it when he comes again. Oh, how much that displeased God. In one moment, the presence of God left me. That great presence of God, which is continuously within me in a distinctly felt way. At that moment, however, it completely left me. Darkness dominated my soul to such an extent that I did not know whether I was in the state of grace or not. Therefore, I did not receive Holy Communion for 4 days, after which I saw Father Andres and told him everything. He comforted me, saying, you have not lost the grace of God, but all the same be true to him. That means you didn't listen well. The moment I left the confessional, God's presence enveloped me as before. I understood that God's grace must be received just as God sends it, in the way he wants, and one must receive it in that form under which God sends it to us. Grace is not that you choose, but it's given any time that you choose, you like or not like. Oh my Jesus, I'm making at this very moment a firm and eternal resolution by virtue of your grace and mercy, fidelity to the tiniest grace of yours. All night long, I was preparing to receive Holy Communion, since I could not sleep because of physical suffering. My soul was flooded with love and repentance. You see, the whole night to prepare to receive the Holy Communion, not just a time when the priest would call the host and then we will have Holy Communion. The whole night in preparation, not even just begin the Mass, of course, even before you come out of the house, already we are preparing to meet Jesus, to invite him to us. After Holy Communion, I heard these words: you see what you are of yourself, but do not be frightened at this. If I were to reveal to you the whole mystery that you are, you will be die of terror. This is our fact. If we see how we are, that means horrible. Only God's love cover us. However, be aware of what you are, because you are such great mystery. I've revealed to you the whole ocean of my mercy, not because she is great, because you're the misery, miserable. And Jesus, I tell you my truth, I reveal myself to you, not because you are great, that because you're miserable. So many times God give us some graces, not because you're great, because we are miserable. Your great trust in me forces me to continuously grant you graces. You have great and incomprehensible rights over my heart, for you are a daughter of complete trust. So Faustina is only teaching us to trust in divine mercy, but she herself touched the heart of Jesus. Her trust became the general secretary of divine mercy. You would not have been able to bear the magnitude of the love which I have for you if I had revealed it to you fully here on earth. I often give you a glimpse of it, but know that this is only an exceptional grace for me. My love and mercy knows no bounds. Today, I heard these words. Know, my child, that for your sake, I grant blessings to this whole vicinity. But you ought to grant thank me on their behalf. So we not only pray for our people, also thank the Lord for our people. They may not know how much grace they got through our intercession, our prayer, but also we have to give thanks to the Lord. But you ought to thank me on their behalf, as they do not thank me for the kindness I extend to them. For the sake of your gratitude, I will continue to bless them. Even they are they don't show gratitude, still Jesus will give them grace. Oh, because of you. Because you pray for them, Jesus still loves them. Oh my Jesus, you know how difficult community life is. How many misunderstandings and misconceptions, despite at times the most sincere goodwill on both sides. But that is your mystery, O Lord. We shall know it in eternity. However, our judgments should always be mild. So many times we thought we do the best, and everybody say they do the best for one another. And they don't, we feel hurt. You see, it is great, an immeasurably great grace of God to have a spiritual director. I feel now that without him, I will not be able to journey alone in my spiritual life. Great is the power of a priest. I thank God unceasingly for giving me a spiritual director. Supuko, Father Supuko. For Andres, is, I think he in confession, but Father Supuko is the one who is giving her switch direction. Today I heard these words. You see how weak you are. So when shall I be able to count on you? Jesus asked, you're so weak. How can I trust this thing to you? I answered, Jesus, be always with me, for I am your little child. Jesus, you know what little children do. She's afraid that Jesus is leaving her, go to another person, because she's so weak, so desperate. Today I heard these words, the graces I grant you are not for you alone, but for a great number of other souls as well. So all the gift God given us is not only for yourself, not only for your sanctification, yes, but not only, but also for others. You belong not only to yourself, you don't belong to the body of Christ, to your neighbor, to those you don't like, you don't love. We share this love. And your heart is my constant dwelling place, despite the misery that you are. This is helping her to be humble, not because you are so great and so lovely, so that's why I abide in you, No. Even you have this revelation through me, you have to be humble. You are nothing. You are horrible. I unite myself with you, take away your misery, and give you my mercy. I perform works of mercy in every soul. The greater the sinner, the greater the right he has to my mercy. My mercy is confirmed in every work of my hands. He who trusts in my mercy will not perish, for all his affairs are mine, and his enemies will be shattered at the base of my footstool. So don't be afraid. This is always telling the disciples, don't be afraid. Trust in mercy. It is mercy. On the eve of the retreat, I started to pray that the Lord Jesus might give me just a little health so that I could take part in the retreat. Because I was feeling so ill that I thought perhaps it might be my last. I think she's really too, really weak. Huh? She's young, but she has tuberculosis, lung problem. She cannot breathe well. However, as soon as I had started praying, I felt a strange dissatisfaction. I interrupted the prayer of supplication and began to thank the Lord for everything He sent me, submitting myself completely to His holy will. Then I felt profound peace of soul. So she worried about her health. Once you give up whatever is the will of God, thank the Lord, but just asking, how come I cannot do? I'm so weak. When you change your attitude, whatever. If I have the strength, just go to listen and thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Faithful submission to the will of God, always and everywhere, in all events and circumstances of life, gives great glory to God. Whatever, the will of God is most important. No matter if the work is big or small, kitchen or outside, no matter what, if it's to fulfill God's will, that's a grace there. Such submission to the will of God carries more weight with Him than long fasts, mortifications, and the most severe penance. We might do penance, suffering, and different fasting. It's good, but less if we do not do the will of God faithfully. Oh, how great is the renewal reward for one act of loving submission to the will of God. If it is the will of God, now you listen, put away all your thinking, and that pleases the Lord more than you say the Holy Hope, the Rosary, and this moment. If it's the moment, you listen. If you're going, you're working outside, setting the chairs properly and faithfully, you got the grace. Not because I listen, then I got the grace. No matter what, if the will of God, you got a fullness of grace. No matter where you are. It's beautiful, huh? You never lose anything. Even Sister Gabriela is going out, she shared the grace because she lived the will of God, preparing the Mass, right? As I write, my soul is enraptured at the thought of how much God loves it and of the peace that my soul already enjoys here on earth. I know that this diary was considered the books of heresy until 1975. Because by that time, it was originally in Polish. But the translation in English or some other languages is something not according to the real sense of the word. And so the church prohibit this book to be read by the faithful. Only lately, like it seems 1975, it's coming out that we can follow. You see how much treasure it is. Krakow, 1936. Krakow is the place where John Paul was born. He was born there, that area. And he, as a Samaritan, by that time, he's still under the, I think under the German occupation or the Russian occupation. No matter how, he is a Samaritan underground, like our Samaritan in China, underground church. And he belonged to the underground church. Study at night, daytime work in office. I mean, he chose what he will work. The government, this room, do this. So apparently he is a worker. By night, he is a seminarian. He studied theology by night. You can imagine. Secretly, on holidays, sometimes, usually they live under the cell of the bishop's house, underground. And that's how John Paul II, so much love for Faustina, they all suffered. Faustina suffered in the convent. People doesn't like her much. But JP too, he suffered a lot because the government is suppressing. And he's an actor, no? You know, in Poland, through act for the theater, they express the kind of ideal of their culture. Because Hitler wanted to abolish all the Polish culture. So whatever you do, even the theater is underground, but if they find out, kill you. And they're under death penalty. They just share this culture. Because Poland for many years has no boundary. It's not either belong to German protection or the Russian protection. Only after the Second World War they have the boundary of a country. Poland for many or hundreds of years not a country. It's a people. The people, they keep their faith in the Lord, in Our Lady. That's how they were. They never have a country by themselves. They can suppose it's a culture. It's a religion that keep them together. But they always lost the boundary of country. And this is why JP too, he grew up in this way. No country, no freedom, but he's faithful to the Lord. And now you can imagine these people, they're strong. Faustina suffered one way in the convent, but JP too suffered another way. No freedom, absolute no freedom. But he just won. Now, Krakow, 1936. Oh, divine will, be my love. The title, 8-day retreat, October 20th, 1936. My Jesus, I'm going into the wilderness today to speak only with you, my Master and my Lord. Let the earth be silent, and you alone speak to me, Jesus. You know that I understand no other voices but yours, O God, O good shepherd. The dwelling of my heart is that wilderness to which no creature has access. There you alone are King. Leave the space for Jesus alone. Even you are married or in so many relationships, the ultimate, give the space to Jesus. There's a place where you have the grace and the peace. When I enter the chapel for a 5-minute adoration, I ask the Lord Jesus how I should conduct myself during this retreat. Then I heard these words in my soul. I desire that you be entirely transformed into love, and that you burn ardently as a pure victim of love, purity of love. Once we have heard this purity of intention, purity of love, no? Eternal truth, give me a ray of your light that I may come to know you, O Lord, and worthily glorify your infinite mercy. At the same time, grant me to know myself, the abyss of misery that I am. The more we know ourselves, the more we likely love God, because we are so miserable. I've chosen Saint Claude de la Colombière and Saint Gertrude as my patron saints for this retreat, that they may intercede for me before the Mother of God and the merciful Savior. During meditation on creation, at a certain point, my soul became closely united to its Lord and Creator. In this union, I recognized the purpose and destiny of my life. My purpose is to become closely united to God through love, and my destiny is to praise and glorify God's mercy. The Lord has allowed me to know and experience this in a distinct and even physical way. I become lost in admiration when I recognize and experience this incomprehensible love of God with which God loves me. Who is God? What am I? I cannot meditate on this any further. Only love can understand this meeting of two spirits, namely God who is spirit and soul who is spirit. The meeting of two, our soul and God. The more I know Him, the more completely with all the strength of my being I drown in Him. But St. Teresa of Lisieux says, we're just like a drop of water into the ocean. God's love, we're just part of love. In this retreat, I should keep you, word of Jesus, in this retreat, I should keep you continually close to my heart, that you may better know my mercy, the mercy which I have for you, for people, and especially for poor sinners. So Jesus is coming only for sinners, not only, but mostly. They need conversion, they need the grace to go to heaven. Because we are all born towards heaven, but unfortunately, we choose the other way. That's what Jesus most is not the nail. It's our hardened of heart, hardness of our heart. On this initial date of the retreat, I was visited by one of the sisters who had come to make the perpetual vows. She confided to me that she had no trust in God and became discouraged at every little thing. I answered her, "It's well that you have told me this, sister. I will pray for you." And I spoke a few words to her about how much distrust hurts the Lord, especially distrust on the part of a chosen soul. She told me that, beginning with her perpetual vows, she would practice trust. Now I know that even some souls that are chosen and well advanced in the religious life or the spiritual life do not have the courage to entrust themselves completely to God. You see how much we are. Even those advanced in the spirituality, they joined the convent so many years and they promise for so many, repeating their promise, trust and trust, trust. We say trust, but so many doesn't trust enough. That's what Jesus is expecting our response. And this is so because few souls know the unfathomable mercy of God and His great goodness. So because this, we don't know the divine mercy, the mercy of Jesus, we don't know well. We just see the picture and doesn't touch you. Maybe you think you're so strong. You don't need. The great majesty of God would pervade me today and still pervades me, awoke in me a great fear, but a fear filled with respect, another fear of slave, which is quite different from the fear of respect. This fear, animated by respect, arose in my heart today because of love and the knowledge of the greatness of God, and that is a great joy to the soul. The soul trembles before the smallest offense against God, but that does not trouble or darken its happiness there. Love is in charge, all is well. There, where love is in charge, all is well. Although we are frightened by many things, but important, we are born in His image. We are born in the image of Jesus, of God. God is love. The divine three persons is a relationship of true love, losing themselves for others. Father loves the Son without losing himself, only living for the Son, and vice versa. All this mutual love, losing themselves, this is Holy Spirit, this is God. Purity of charity, purity of intention, all only for the glory of God. So we live the same way. We are invited, although it's very difficult to understand the Blessed Trinity, and very, very difficult to understand our soul, how we live. But it's more important, at least some idea, we're invited to live as the Blessed Trinity, each one of us, or live like Jesus. This whole life, only for sinners, only for people, nothing for self. He cried not because of his pain, he cried because the hardness of heart, of hearts of the people. So let us not to heart make Jesus suffer so much because of hardness of heart. So let us start new trust.